You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in fields like healthcare. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on health law policy and management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal issues facing this heavily regulated industry. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead in healthcare at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the W. Also, we'll look at the current league leaders and standings, and a look ahead to the week's upcoming games in the WNBA. So it should be fun and exciting, so stay tuned for that. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the Connecticut Sun. The Connecticut Sun have been red hot so far during the month of August. Currently, as this show is airing during the month of August, they have a record of 4-3. And you know what else, too? They've become the third team in the WNBA this season to clinch a playoff berth. First of all, Connecticut, they have some amazing players on their team. Rebecca Allen, DeJanae Carrington, Tiffany Hayes, also Natisha Heideman, and of course you can't forget about Dawana Bonner, and of course Alyssa Thomas. Alyssa has been sensational this year, and you can put her in there in the MVP race this year. And you know what Dawana Bonner is all about, right? Dawana, someone that's just a scorer, has been consistent throughout her WNBA career so far. And by the way, she's also a WNBA champion, by the way. So as I mentioned earlier, the Connecticut Sun, they become the third team this season to clinch a playoff berth. And that's big news because remember, Connecticut is in the hunt for either the number one seed or the number two seed to compete in the WNBA playoffs. They're right behind Las Vegas and New York. So again, Connecticut, congratulations to the Connecticut Sun for clinching a playoff berth. And also, Stephanie White has done an amazing job in her first year as the head coach of the Connecticut Sun. Strong consideration for Coach of the Year honors. And again, that talent that they have has been explosive. And despite not having Breonna Jones being out for the season with an ACL injury, they've picked up the pieces and they're continuing to pick up the pieces. And they've been winning, and look, their hard work has paid off, and now they have clinched a playoff berth. So congratulations to the Connecticut Sun. My next storyline is going to be the Los Angeles Sparks. As this show is airing during the month of August, so far the Sparks have a record of 4-2. Now, Los Angeles, in the first half of the year, they were at the bottom in WNBA standings. However, the Sparks, they have really picked up their game, and they have showed up and showed out as of late, especially in the month of August so far. When you talk about names like Jordan Canada, who is a defensive specialist and also can handle the ball and go to the hold and make things happen. Laisha Clarendon has played well as of late. De'Erica Hamby, you know what she brings to the table. She's been doing well in her first year as a member of the Los Angeles Sparks. Also, Carly Samuelson. Carly, one of the top three-point shooters in the league. And, of course, Nneka Ogwumike. Nneka, what can you say about her? She's been consistent year in and year out. And Kirk Miller has done a fantastic job so far in his first year as the head coach of the Los Angeles Sparks. So what looked to be just a dead-end losing season for the Los Angeles Sparks, now all of a sudden they've turned it up. They've been turning it up as of late, and certainly they're definitely in the hunt right now to get a playoff spot. We can't forget about Azaree Stevens. Azaree has been very productive. Sparks, they've been looking really good as of late, and again, kudos to what the LA Sparks have done so far, and of course, Kirk Miller and his coaching staff as the Sparks try to clinch a playoff berth and try to make their run for the postseason. And for my last storyline is going to be the playoff race. So we're in the thick of things right now. We're heading into late August in the WNBA season as we make our way towards September, the final month of the regular season, as we get ready for the playoff race. Las Vegas, New York, and Connecticut have all clinched playoff berths. Again, the Las Vegas Aces, the New York Liberty, and the Connecticut Sun, they have all clinched playoff berths. Las Vegas is currently number one, New York is currently number two, and Connecticut is currently number three. I'll give you more of the standings a little bit later on in the program, but hey, Las Vegas, New York, and Connecticut, it is going to be a dogfight on who gets the number one seed, who even gets the number two seed for that matter. And it's even going to be a dogfight for number three, because remember, Dallas, Atlanta, Minnesota, Washington, and you could put Los Angeles and Chicago in the mix as well, because it's going to be a free-for-all on who's going to get the number three, four, and five seeds. But the playoff race is heating up. It's very intense. And, hey, as we're getting down to the wire in the WNBA regular season, so it's going to be a free-for-all on who grabs those top spots in the playoff race. All right, before we go to break, we have to give you an update on what's going on with Las Vegas Aces player Raquana Williams, a.k.a. Bebe. Of course, there was an incident that had taken place in July where Williams had faced charges of domestic strangulation, battery, and other charges in an alleged attack on her partner. Well, currently, a judge has restricted Williams from leaving the Las Vegas area and told Williams that she must adhere to personal restrictions to remain free from jail. So, again, for the moment, she is free from jail. However, a judge in Las Vegas said that she must follow personal restrictions in order to remain free from jail pending the court action in the domestic violence case. So, again, all of this took place last month in the month of July where, again, she's facing felony, domestic strangulation, battery, and other charges in alleged attack on her partner. So, again, for the moment, Raquana Williams is free from jail. However, she's restricted from leaving the Las Vegas area, and she must adhere to personal restrictions. So, again, Williams is currently under GPS monitoring, and she's prohibited from leaving Clark County, which is the Las Vegas metropolitan area. And she's also banned from using alcohol. She must answer telephone check-ins from detention officials, and she cannot contact the alleged victim by any means, whether it be through phone call or text message or email. So, again, Raquana is currently facing five felony charges, including domestic battery by strangulation, coercion by force, and assault with a weapon. And she also faces four misdemeanor domestic battery charges. So, again, this is a situation that continues to unfold, but we give you the latest on what's currently going on with Raquana Williams. Again, Raquana, for the moment, is a member of the Las Vegas Aces, and she remains banned from all team activities. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the week that was in the WNBA. Also, we'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the W. You stay tuned. I'm Beth Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. but we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time to get you caught up on the week that was in the WNBA. Of course, a lot of games that had taken place specifically between, we had two regular season games that had happened between number one and number two currently in the WNBA standings between the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces. And let's start off with action between those two teams. The Aces and the Liberty played on Tuesday, August the 15th. It was no contest as these two teams met in the Commissioner's Cup. New York would go on to beat Las Vegas 82-63. So for the Liberty, Jonquel Jones had 16 points. Maureen Johannes had 17 points. Brianna Stewart had 13 points. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 12 points. And Courtney Vandersloot had a double-double with 11 points and 10 assists. On the losing end for Las Vegas, Jackie Young had 16 points. Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Grayboat had 15 points. Once again, the final score, New York 82, Las Vegas 63. Hey, deja vu? Hey, you could say that because these two teams played each other again on Thursday, August the 17th. Las Vegas would win this one, final score 88-75. For the Aces, Asia Wilson had 21 points. Jackie Young finished with 16 points. Chelsea Gray, what can you say? What a great season she's had. You could put her in the MVP race as well. She had a triple-double with 22 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. And Kelsey Plum finished with 18 points. On the losing end for the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 22 points. Bettnyjah Laney finished with 17 points. And Brianna Stewart finished with 13 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 88, New York 75. Let's move along now to action from Friday, August the 18th. We had the Washington Mystics going up against the Indiana Fever. Very close game, but in the end, it would belong to the Mystics. Final score, 83-79. And I tell you one thing, you talk about one of the complete players in the W, and of course somebody that plays defense like nobody's business. Hey, what can you say about her? Brittany Sykes, right? Brittany, sensational in this game. She put up one heck of a performance against the Indiana Fever, handling her business in a major way. Here's Brittany in action.
As Sykes delivers on a quarter three. Limong on the drive. Kick out Sykes. Corner three. She connects.
That corner three right now for Sykes is really going.
And Sykes comes up with a steal, racing to the other end. Sykes beats everybody back and lays it in. Here is Sykes. Sykes with an answer again. And Sykes has been electric.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So Brittany Sykes was sensational in this game. She finished with 30 points. Natasha Cloud also contributed with 16 points. On the losing end for the Indiana Fever, Aaliyah Boston had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 15 points. Erica Wheeler finished with 12 points. And Emma Cannon finished with 17 points. Again, the final score, Washington 83, Indiana 79. Also, another action, we had the Dallas Wings would go on to beat the Connecticut Sun 95-75. For Dallas, Arike Ogunbowale had 30 points. Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 14 points and 11 rebounds. Natasha Howard had 13 points. Crystal Dangerfield had 12 points. And Kalani Brown had 14 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 95, Connecticut 75. We had the Atlanta Dream going up against the Chicago Sky. Atlanta would go on to win 78-67. For the Dream, Cheyenne Parker at 29 points. Alicia Gray finished with 20 points. On the losing end for Chicago, Kalia Copper at 14 points. Elizabeth Williams at a double-double with 10 points and 10 rebounds. And Dana Evans finished with 18 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 78, Chicago 67. The New York Liberty handled their business beating the Phoenix Mercury. Final score, 85-63. For the Liberty, Bet Nyjah Laney finished with 22 points. Sabrina Ionescu and Maureen Johannes finished with 18 points. And Brianna Stewart finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, New York, 85, Phoenix, 63. And then we had the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Seattle Storm. Very close game, but Minnesota would hold on to win, 78-70. Nafisa Collier, wow, what a season she's having this year, coming back from maternity leave, making things happen for the Lynx, trying to get in that playoff hunt, try to secure a spot in the playoffs. And I tell you one thing, you got to put Nafisa in that MVP talk as well. Not only did Nafisa handle her business in this game, but also Kayla McBride. Kayla's been really good this year for the Lynx, making things happen, making big plays happen. I tell you one thing, as I stated earlier, the Lynx are a team that's been, they've been handling their business and trying to make things happen this year. And the Lynx, they're not to be played with. And certainly Nafisa, a lot of people had doubts about her. They didn't know if she was going to be right. They didn't know if she was going to lose a step. But if you haven't had an opportunity to watch the Lynx this year, you got to watch them, because Nafisa has been one of the best, not just in women's basketball, but in all of basketball. And I tell you one thing, both Nafisa Collier and Kayla McBride handled their business as well. Here they are in action.
Four on two the other way. McBride to Juhas. Extra pass inside Miller. Good ball movement by Minnesota. And the Collier 10-footer is up and in. Oh, and the jump shot by McBride. It's into the hands of Nafisa Collier. Collier on the push. So dangerous in the open court. And you see why right there. McBride swings it up. The three ball is good. There's Kayla McBride. Three ball on the way, and that has knocked down McBride again. Here's McBride with it, jumps it off Collier as he stays in front, but Collier does a nice job up faking. Collier fights her way in, the crossover step. Easy as you please, 1-0 for Kayla McBride. The 13-point differential just off turn. Collier, and hot goes Horston, but she was a little late to get that block shot. Collier with it. Step through on Magmagor and finishes. Nafisa Collier just doing what she does against Seattle.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. And yeah, Nafisa Collier doing what she does best and continuing to do what she does best, making plays happen. And she was responsible for helping the Lynx beat the Storm 78-70. So for Minnesota, Nafisa Collier had a double-double with 24 points, 10 rebounds. Kayla McBride had 21 points. Tiffany Mitchell finished with 14 points. And Dorca Juhas had 12 rebounds. On the losing end for the Storm, Sammy Whitcomb had 23 points. Ezzie Magbogor finished with 13 points. And the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd, finished with 15 points. Once again, the final score, Minnesota 78, Seattle 70. Let's move along now to action from Saturday, August the 19th. What a close game it was between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Las Vegas Aces, but in the end, the Sparks would hold on to win 78-72. I talked about the Sparks at the beginning of the program, and some of the players that I mentioned as a big have made big contributions to the Sparks this year have been Jordan Canada, also Laysha Clarendon, and of course, you got to add Nneka Ogwumike, right? Nneka, not just Laysha and Jordan, but specifically Nneka has been phenomenal, not just for the Sparks, but just for the WNBA as a whole. She's currently the president of the WNBA Players Association, but Nneka, Laysha, and Jordan were all big in the win against the Las Vegas Aces. Here they are in action.
Up ahead is Jordan Canada on the break and turning defense into offense. Ogwumike gets wow. It, the roll around, beautiful touch, not doing, but outlet from Nneka, one-on-one, Clarendon, Gray, the move by Laysha Clarendon and the finish. A big picture answer on the lead from Becky, obviously as a player, now as a coach, she's excited about it. Huh? Clarendon on to take a much-needed basket, what is... Clarendon adds to that total with the three. the triple falls, and this coming back from Clarendon again and one. The ability that she has with this team as a former MVP in Necker Wimblegrain makes a beautiful turnaround jumper right in that mid-post area. Chicago Sky, and there's Becca Abumake with the block of the league block leader in Asia Wilson. And Jordan Canada converts it into points on the other end. Shot clock winding down. Puts it up with two, and Canada gets it to fall. Again, deep into the shot clock. Third and dumping it down to Abumake coming up with a big
fitness.
Courtesy of the WNBA, ABC, and the Walt Disney Company, and that was Tiffany Green and Monica McNutt on the call of that game. So the final score, Los Angeles 78, Las Vegas 72. So for the Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike had a double-double with 19 points, 11 rebounds. Leisha Clarendon at 22 points, and Jordan Canada finished with 20 points. On the losing end for the Aces, Asia Wilson finished with 25 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 12 points. Jackie Young had 11 points, and Chelsea Gray finished with 10 points. Once again, the final score, Los Angeles 78, Las Vegas 72. And then also from action during this past week, on Sunday, August the 20th, we had the Dallas Wings going up against the Washington Mystics. Dallas would win 97-84. Also, the Connecticut Sun would beat the Chicago Sky 79-73. The Indiana Fever beat the Phoenix Mercury 83-73. And the Seattle Storm would go on to beat the Minnesota Lynx. Final score, 88-74. And that's your recap of the week that was in the WNBA. All right, now it's time for the Player of the Week Award winners. So the Player of the Week Award winners from August the 8th will be, we had for the third time this year, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And he also representing the Western Conference, Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. So again, our Player of the Week Award winners from the week of August the 8th for the third time this year representing the Eastern Conference, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And from the Western Conference, Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. So again, congratulations to those ladies on the Player of the Week Award winners. Now it's time for the current league leaders in the W. Let's start off with points per game. The Gold Mamba, she's number one representing the Seattle Storm, Jewel Lloyd. She's averaging 24 points per game as the leading scorer in the WNBA. Coming in at number two from the New York Liberty, Brianna Stewart. At number three, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And at number five, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Let's move over now to rebounds. And currently at number one, the leading rebounder in the WNBA is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. At number two, Asia Wilson. At number three, Nalissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. And tied for fourth, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks and Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. Next category is going to be assists. At number one, not only is she leading in rebounds, but also in assists, Alyssa Thomas. At number two, Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. At number three, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number one, Asia Wilson. At number two, representing the Seattle Storm, Ezzy Magbegor. At number three, from the Phoenix Mercury, Brittany Griner. At number four, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And at number five, Cheyenne Parker from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is going to be field goal percentage. At number one, representing the Indiana Fever, Aaliyah Boston. She's shooting 59% from the field. She's clearly going to be a hands-down the lock to win this year's Rookie of the Year. At number two, Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. At number three, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. At number four, Tierra McCowan from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 96% from the free throw line. At number two, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number three, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics. At number four, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And coming in at number five, her teammate, Kelsey Plum. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. Coming in at number one, from the Las Vegas Aces, Jackie Young. She's shooting 46% from three-point range. At number two, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number three, Taisha Harris from the Connecticut Sun. At number five, at number four, Chelsea Gray. And coming in at number five, Dejanay Carrington from the Connecticut Sun. Next category that we have is steals. Coming in at number one, representing the Washington Mystics, one of the best defenders in the W, Brittany Sykes, representing the Washington Mystics. She's averaging over two steals per game. Coming in at number two, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. At tied for third, Alyssa Thomas from the Kitsun and Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, Nneka Ogwumike. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number one from the Dallas Wings. Boy, she is an MVP candidate this year. Arike Ogunbowale, she's averaging 37 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Coming in at number three, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. At number four, Brianna Stewart. And at number five, Natasha Howard from the Dallas Wings. And that takes care of your league leaders in the WNBA. All right, before we go to break, let's give you the current standings in the W. So currently, for the moment, the number one seed belongs to the Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 28-4. Coming in at number two, the New York Liberty. They have a record of 25-7. At number three, the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 22-10. So Las Vegas, New York, and Connecticut have all clinched their playoff berths. They're taken care of. Now here are the rest of the standings. Currently in fourth, the Dallas Wings. They have a record of 18-14. At number five, the Atlanta Dream. They have a record of 16-16. Tied for sixth place, we have the Minnesota Lynx and the Washington Mystics. They both have a record of 15-17. Coming in eighth are the Los Angeles Sparks with a record of 13-18. At number in ninth place are the Chicago Sky with a record of 12-20. Coming in 10th place are the Seattle Storm, followed by in 11th place are the Phoenix Mercury, and in last place is the Indiana Fever. So the playoff races are heating up. As I stated earlier, Las Vegas, New York, and Connecticut have all clinched their playoff berths. Dallas, Atlanta, Minnesota, Washington, Los Angeles, and even Chicago are all fighting for playoff spots. They're all fighting to clinch those playoff berths. So it's going to get hot and heavy between now and September, so it's going to be a dogfight. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games for this week in the W. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever. Headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease, from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus, from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus, and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to give you the full go ahead of the week's upcoming games in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, August the 22nd. We have The Connecticut Sun going up against the Washington Mystics. We have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Atlanta Dream. We've got the Dallas Wings going up against the Minnesota Lynx. And we've got the Seattle Storm going up against the Chicago Sky. On Wednesday, August the 23rd, we have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. On Thursday, August the 24th, we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Indiana Fever. The New York Liberty going up against the Connecticut Sun. The Las Vegas Aces will take on the Chicago Sky. And the Minnesota Lynx will square off against the Dallas Wings. On Friday, August the 25th, we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Atlanta Dream. On Saturday, August the 26th, we have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Washington Mystics, and the New York Liberty will go up against the Minnesota Lynx. On Sunday, August the 27th, we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Connecticut Sun, the Atlanta Dream going up against the Indiana Fever, the Chicago Sky going up against the Seattle Storm, and the Dallas Wings going up against the Phoenix Mercury. On Monday, August the 28th, we have the Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the New York Liberty. So for the upcoming games we have in the week, the game on Monday, August the 28th, a lot of people are going to be paying attention to this one between the Las Vegas Aces and the New York Liberty. Man, that shit, hey, listen, that could be a preview of this year's WNBA championship. You never know. And certainly so many great stars on that team. Asia Wilson. Of course, you have Alicia Clark, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum. You also have Kia Stokes. And then for the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu, Benaja Laney, Brianna Stewart, Maureen Johannes, Courtney Vandersloot. The list goes on. Jonquel Jones. I mean, both of these two teams, they could see each other down the road, maybe in this year's WNBA championship. We'll have to see about that. And then speaking of seeing about that, that just about wraps it up for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. So long, and you take care.